I think so, and I really think we kept saying, when you get to that state, you have to get out of it. And one would have asked the question, well, how? When you're so depressed, you just don't really have no desire for anything, how to get out of this? Number one, you got to eat and drink. You got to feed yourself on the Word of God, even if it's force feeding. Go to the Word of God and read the Word of God, because the first thing people who are depressed, well, it's kind of strange, because I think sometimes they say that people eat too much when they are depressed. I don't know. They might eat junk. But you know what? We need to, if we are in that state, number one, we need to eat the Word of God. We need to read the Word of God, because that is going to bring us back, gives us the strength. Because again, it was 40 days. That already in one day, Elijah departed 40 days from the presence of God. And to go back to those 40 days, you're going to need to eat. You're going to need to be in the Word of God, reading the Word of God day in and day out, until you get to the presence of God and you get the fresh voice of the Lord again adjusting you and telling you, listen, Elijah, don't worry, I have 7,000 knees. Don't worry, I have other prophets and other kings that's going to take care of matters. You just go back again and do what I'm telling you to do. But I think your point is true. It is already 40 days. It's one day. In one day, he turned around. But that equal to 40 days, again, lost sight of the presence of God. To get back to the presence of God, you need the Word of God. You need the Word of God. It's going to touch you, and it's going to help you, and it's going to, because he said, the journey is too great for you. Brethren, until the Lord comes, the journey is going to be too great for us. And we're going to have experiences of being at the brook. We're going to have the experiences of being in Zarephath with the widow woman. We're going to have the experiences of being at Mount Carmel, chopping heads of those prophets of Baal. And we're going to have the experience of being feeling sorry for ourselves and depressed. We're going to have all of these experiences till the Lord comes. But the Word of God is written to us to help us. To see, okay, now I know what to do when I'm in that stage. I'm going to go to the Word of God. And I'm going to read the Word of God. And the Lord's going to touch me. And He's going to bring me back again to the right perspective on things.
I'd like to just present something here that connects with what Brother's saying. It's interesting for Elijah on Mount Carmel, having set up that altar and laid those 12 stones, that was in view of recovering the people to the Lord. But with regard to recovering Elijah, the Lord had to bring Elijah back to the very beginnings of that people. Because he's questioning his own heart. I'm the only one that's left. And therefore, it's a hopeless case. This is a hopeless situation. The Lord takes him back all the way to the beginnings, to the place where Moses went up for 40 days and 40 nights on that mount. And the people were tested during that time. But now I think Elijah's being tested. And it's wonderful to bring him back to realize, as Brother Bill was mentioning, realize that the Lord is to be everything. Elijah's gotten all mixed up in his focus, but in this place, in Mount Horeb, just think of this, all the things that are going through his mind as he runs. I have no doubt, with 40 days and 40 nights, that's not that long when you think, you know how far that would be to go by foot? He didn't have a train or a plane or a car. He was either running or walking. Maybe depressed, he was walking. But he's walking back all the way to Mount Horeb. And as he gets to Mount Horeb, he goes up on Mount Horeb, just think in his mind, the Lord is bringing him back to where it all began, where it all started. In his mind, he pictured the people were all here. They were all out here. And Moses had gone up on this mount where I'm now standing. And then these experiences take place. Because Elijah is a man who's used to powerful experiences. But now these powerful things take place, but the Lord's not in those things. The Lord wants him to know, but I'm in that still, small voice. The Lord is speaking to him. You know, Elijah, everything is not a big bang. Sometimes I'm speaking in a quiet, hushed way, and I want your attention. I want you to know that I am everything to you.
The question that I had ties to, I think, verse 11. You know, what's the spiritual significance of the Lord not being in the wind, not being in the earthquake, not being in the fire, but being in the small voice?
I think, Brother John, you were just pointing out that we tend to look for things in the dramatic. the big blowing of things, the earthquake, a whirlwind, anything of that nature would be something very, very significant that draws our attention. We recently had the Hurricane Dean in Jamaica and its impact there and in other parts. We had Katrina last year, and we had earthquakes and the tsunami, and we tend to look for things in that kind of large-scale way. But it was not that for Elijah. It was to be the still, small voice, the voice of reassurance. And that's what God would like to use, I think, with us today, that still, small voice. I'm just also thinking, because I was thinking of Mount Horeb, but I go back a little further. Brother John, I go back to Moses' experience in the beginning of Exodus at Mount Horeb. And there he was to learn the sufficiency of a God who appears to him in the burning bush, where the bush is on, where the fire is there, is there, but the bush is not consumed. What a God he is. A God who cares. And I think he wanted Elijah to get a sense of that at a time like this, because Elijah felt that he was being consumed. But God wanted Elijah to know that he's still a God who will put him through the crucible and yet will refine him and bring him out in suitable condition for himself.